At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, it did go San Francisco's way the next 30 yards and I believe 7 points their way. It's interesting. I take umbrage with the fact that you went for it on 4th and 1 at the 30, and you take umbrage with the play call.
Yeah.
And Kevin basically says there it's on the players to execute.
Right? It's really passing the buck, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's we've always talked about accountability. It seems like it's the theme of this season. But in that instance right there, how are you passing the blame right there? That's insane to me.
Yeah, it bugged me a lot. The funny thing is, the first time I heard it, I just didn't register it. As we were listening to there, it was like, oh, that's a window into Kevin Stefanski's failure as a leader.
No, but you know what this is, though? This is process versus outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when you have your ideology be process versus outcome, we don't care about the results of what happened. We only care about whether or not you made the right call and everything else is out of your hands. You get answers like that. That's a problem with that line of thinking.
No, totally fair. But the thing that he and every time Kevin chooses to answer a question like this, where he actually is telling you something, he's telling you that players have to execute. But there's always a kernel that is left unidentified or and untouched. And in this case, it's why'd you have to do it at your own 30 at that point in the ballgame? Because I believe, by the way, he is correct. Like, process-wise, I believe that occasionally, even in a game that's ground control, you have to be aggressive. You were selectively aggressive at the end of the first half with a fan in play, and it worked out perfectly. You were 20 yards short of where that play would be acceptable. And what's interesting is, I don't mind losing in and of itself if it's going towards something greater, right? And I watched Carson Schwechter play yesterday. He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Fannin Jr., the Yak King, who could have seen that coming? There were some great plays on defense just single-handedly that guys made. Miles got another sack. Mason Graham continuing to do things up the middle and continuing to show that if you actually watch football, you see a hell of a football player happening there, right? There was a lot of good. The first half was Shador. There was a lot of good mm-hmm. that can be gone, can be taken from what you did.
Judkins had some nice runs.
Honestly, guys, I thought Tommy Reese in the first half was in his bag. I thought mixing up the run and pass, I thought some of the different kind of, not trick plays, but some of the different plays that they were trying to do at different times.
Even their end around worked.
Which
some weeks it does, some weeks it doesn't.
I want to say it worked twice in that game. So there were some things that I really liked in this game. It's not that they lost, it's how they lost. And I cannot fathom why Kevin Stefanski is comfortable turning a competitive loss into a non-competitive blowout. Because that's what happened between the coaching staff with the special teams issues. And again, at some point, if Bubba Ventrone, it doesn't matter it's a really good scheme. The scheme looks great. It doesn't matter if the players are breaking down. Because at some point, you need those players to make those plays.
That should
be happening across 12 damn games.
And it worked on both sides of special teams, too. It worked on when they were receiving the ball and when they were kicking the ball off. And you watched the 49ers have just great field. You just can't give them that field position and expect to win a game. It's very unfair to the defense, first off, but it's just unfair in general.
What ended up bugging me about this game so much is the offense played well enough to win. Don't take off the 8 points. Don't think about that. Think about how Shador and the running game played. And honestly, there were some decent moments blocking, considering you were juggling offensive linemen all across the line. The offense played well enough to win yesterday. The defense,
played well enough to win the damn game. Their touchdowns were 16, 32, and 18 yards. Yeah. Like, I don't know that Brock Purdy had it in him to go 80 yards in this game at all.
Yes.
And I think the understanding of that would have been, I mean, it would have just been obviously way more beneficial for Stefanski to grasp that. Like, there's a reason why I think a lot of Shador fans are hanging on to the idea that he looked better than Brock Purdy for a lot of stretches of that game. And it's because the reality is that one offense was actually going down the field, and the other one was only able to do so when given perfect field position. Like, it was not, it was so easy. It was set up right there for him. They just had to understand the moment.
Yeah, and in the second half, I thought the offense was really set up to fail by whether it was Tommy Rees or Kevin Stefanski, because they went from varying when do you run, when do you pass, not going too far on, I don't say trick plays, but on stuff like screens and stuff like that, to going back to vanilla and basic.
It was very vanilla. I don't know what that change was. I've never watched a Shador game where he does that, by the way. And I don't know that that's Shador doing that, by the way. I think that's him. I think he took a deep shot in that very first drive, and it went over Judy's head, and I think the rest of the game. And he admitted to it as much in the post game that he's got to keep taking shots. And he did, fortunately, with the Fannin play. But I think then in the second half, I think it was a close game, and I think he really wanted the win. And I think he was just being a good company man and being like, all right, I'm gonna throw the ball 5 yards at most. I'm gonna turn into basically what Dylan Gabriel turns into, and I just think that's a horrible decision by Shador. Like, do what got you there, buddy.
Yeah, this goes back to like the post game comments in defending Stefanski. They want him to prove you can toe the company line. It doesn't make it right. It certainly didn't help them play yesterday. But like the first half, I thought Sala said, hey, we're going to give you all the little underneath stuff. We're going to give you the opportunities to do to get to third and manageable. We're just not going to let you have the big play. And then in the second half, as you pointed out in the first segment, he flipped it. We're going to take away the short stuff. We're going to take away the run game. And what kills me is they continue to neuter Shador. They continued to be like, all right, make sure you hit that 5 yard out route. And it's like, no, they're finally giving you plays down the field. Go back to, because again, you only need one or two of those big plays from Shador to put the 49ers defense back on their heels.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I thought the broadcast did a really good job, and this is maybe where I think the Browns failed in this game. I thought they did a really good job of highlighting just how it felt like both teams were cognizant that the weather was going to be very different in the second half than it was the first half. Not only were they expecting rain, but they were also expecting snow, and then you knew you were already playing with 40-mile-per-hour winds. And so, I want to tip the cap to him. He felt like he had the absolute right idea. It's as if he read the minds of the Browns and knew that they just go right into their shell and be scared about what that second half was going to be, and they went right into it. It was just, I don't know how in that moment you don't swerve off of what's obviously happening now.
When the offense and defense both play well enough to win, and you lose by multiple scores, and it's on the head coach, it's on the special teams coordinator, it's on the special teams unit. That's just not how I'm comfortable losing.
No,
losing on quarterbacks throwing a turnover. I'm comfortable on defensive gaps, things that can be coached up. When special teams to me are like, it's like the built-in. It's like trust in a relationship.
I do like how everyone's giving their special teams truisms right now, by the way. Not you, obviously, just like everyone all today is like, what do we want out of special teams? It's a fun day to kind of feel out where people are with that. Yeah, Coach Riz was talking about it, and he's like, yeah, special teams, you basically see not heard is the idea there.
No, it's like the offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only time, the way you know special teams is good is when we never have to talk about special teams.
Basically, that's why I'm bothered that I know it's going to be a big talking point all throughout the week, and we're going to try to find an answer to it, but this is like the third game now, Nick, where we've left, and on Mondays we're just complaining about the special teams and talking about the special teams, and I would love it, I would enter the conversation if I felt like anything was going to change. The problem I have with the special teams is that we watch this week in, week out, they don't make any adjustments.
Yeah.
They don't make any changes. changes. Like, that's the most bothersome thing. I can only give you so much of this airtime on special teams when it's obvious that they don't seem like they know how to fix it, and they don't have the guys or they don't have the wherewithal to fix it.
And listen, Bubba's going to say, well, but we've done this differently schematically and we've done this differently. That's not the point. The simple mistakes that you were making 8 weeks ago that were costing you games, you're still making. That's...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The problem. And again, I do think it's much more complex than it's just on Bubba. But at some point, if the mistakes are happening and the roster isn't changing around those guys, like if the roster's not changing around those guys and the coach continues to play the guys that are making these mistakes, nothing will get better.
Well, remember, for 1 week, they put a lot of the starters on special teams. They put a lot of them back out, like Schwesinger. A lot of those guys are actually like back out there playing special teams. And then you fast forward, and I got to go back and look at it, but I didn't see nearly as many starters out there on special teams. And like it's felt like that was their 1 week quick fix, and it worked. It actually did work. And now they just went back to what they've been doing the entire year.
Devin Bush was the farthest man down the field on the punt return that almost went back for a touchdown. He was on the field on that one. Because he was the one that slipped up, and it looked like there was a block in the back, but we don't call that against the Browns. Not that I'm upset. Let's go with Jim in Strongsville. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. Listen, first and foremost, I thought that game started flipping, and I don't want to put it on defense. Defense had a great game, but look, you gave those 3 points before halftime, and I was just like, why? How? Why? Why? It made no sense. I don't know. Like, you needed to close that out with the lead. And not just because I had the under in the Browns in the first half. You had to close that out. And that made no sense to me. Second, Nick, I get what you're saying, but you can't say, well, take the 8 points out of it, but the offense played, no, they didn't play well enough to win. You scored 8 points. That's not enough to win. What were you going to win, 8-7?
No, I'm
That's
saying, the, real quick, Jim, I'm saying the players played well enough to win, and the second half, they were put in a position to lose.
Well, look, the coaching thing is all that is what it is. Jonathan, I'll say this to you. Like, yeah. Listen, Shador might be a long term project. He might. Well, I'm not seeing anything that makes. He's still floating. He really doesn't have. He's got good arm strength. He really doesn't have the arm strength that it's going to take. He's just not seeing the. You know what I mean? He holds the ball.
Jim,
he had more
Jim
time
did
to
you miss the?
Than,
did you miss the play last week that he threw that like guys on the broadcast were saying? Most NFL guys didn't know he could make that throw.
One was that?
The Isaiah Bond throw or what?
Yeah, the Isaiah Bond throw.
The one where he underthrew the receiver or Fannin, and then Fannin came back and caught the ball and then ran it in for, I mean, that one, the underthrown pass, is that the one?
I don't know how we're talking about arm strength.
I don't know how we're talking
about Shador after two games.
It just feels like the wrong thing to be talking about at the moment. We won't talk about Shador. There's no denying that.
It's all garbage, guys. The whole offense is garbage. Flush the whole thing. If you think you're going to find lightning in a bottle with Shador, what? If I had confidence in Shador,
I don't know that anyone thinks that it's lightning in a bottle, but I think there's people like myself that want to see for the remainder of the year if there can
Absolutely.
Be something there.
Yeah, but why are
Absolutely.
We... I just don't get why we're writing Shador off the last 2 weeks when I think for 1 week to 2 weeks, we're seeing actual improvement from Shador and the things they want to see, which is the thing we never got from Dylan Gabriel from 1 week to 6 weeks.
I agree with you there. But here's what I'm saying, though. It's like you guys, I think we're so starved that we just keep lowering the bar for what's acceptable around here. And Nick, I hate to say that, but your whole 8 point, your whole like the offense played well enough to win. That's something like that's like loser town talk. That's like we've lowered the bar so low.
Oh, not loser town. Like, no, I don't want to go to loser town, Jim. Please, how do I avoid going to loser town, Jim?
Is that adjacent to Title Town? Is that it? It's Title Town and then Loser Town?
Jim, we appreciate you, buddy.
North side, Johnny. I don't want to hear about it, buddy.
Because you're there.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord, we're in Loser Town.
You got some prime real estate there in Loser Town, according to Jim.
Okay, so the thing that I agree with Jim on is that we have normalized this thing to a level that it is incredibly low. Our standards are incredibly low.
That's true. That's true.
But when you do not have, I don't know, 30 points a game to go off of, you have to go to all the other things to grade. And if we go by what they said they wanted, right? They want Shador to be better in the pocket. He was better in the pocket in this game. Like I would say, like, night and day better in the pocket. Now, I'm not talking about calling out defenses or calling out coverages or whatever, but I'm saying, like, he stood in the pocket and delivered a couple times in ways that he didn't the week before.
So here's the thing, though. It's total yards, 49ers, 252. Browns had 253. And then if you just do, I'm going to box score jockey this for you guys. But, like, Brock Purdy was 16-29 for 168 with a touchdown. Shador was 16-25, 149 with a touchdown. As far as the running game was concerned, 91 total yards for the 49ers, 138 for the Browns. Like, you won in a lot of the areas, or at least were playing neck and neck in a lot of the areas that you're supposed to in these games. The quarterback wasn't the difference in this one. It was clearly what happened on special teams.
I was supposed to give Dylan Gabriel a pass for what I would say is an ass game against Miami, even though they won by a lot, because, you know, the weather. And then we can't have that same conversation with Shador, who, by the way, I thought played reasonably well yesterday. Not great. Right? Not great, not awful, just reasonably well.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.